Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with, amen, the tip, amen, for today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is a new portion of my ministry, amen, and I want to be able to express God's word, amen, in giving you certain tips that's going to help you out. And I just want to give him praise and glory today. I thank Father God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, and I ask him to release his word and will today in the name of Jesus. I bind up hindrance, I bind up every trick and trap of the devil in Jesus' name. You know, saints, because of God's word, amen, we need to meditate upon it day and night. But also these tips that I'm going to give you are very informative, amen, and that will help you with your ministry. And it will also help you, amen, get, amen, character development, amen, because it's going to give you some pointers that will help you in order to survive. We have an adversary out there, and he literally want to steal the word. He want to take, amen, the truth from us, and we think, you know, nothing is going on because we can't see it with the natural eye. So these tips are going to help you, and they're going to be an eye-opener to you, amen, in order how to stay in the focus that God has literally given you concerning your ministries, and to keep your focus on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. So the tip of the day is coming out of Matthew chapter, praise God, 21, amen. And we're going to focus on verse starting at 17. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned unto the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Amen. The topic, amen, is fruit bearers. Fruit bearers. Praise God. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have fruit and doubt not, amen, if you have faith, excuse me, can't see today, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. My God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Us, amen, as the body of Christ, need to bear fruit. Amen. We are fruit bearers. Amen. Praise God. And a lot of people don't understand that if you don't produce fruit for God, God will literally take you out of the picture, amen. After a certain time, amen, he will let you go on home, wherever you got to go, amen, because you're not bearing any fruit. We are fruit bearers. And then because we are fruit bearers, we can now walk in the position to speak to various things to come to pass, amen. Like he spoke to the fruit, the fig tree, amen. Because it did not bear fruit, it had no functioning. It had no operation. It couldn't do anything. It couldn't succeed. Amen. All he saw was the leaves, amen, that were on the tree, but it didn't have any fruit. The tree wasn't a success. It should have been in an area where it should have shown results, amen. It should have been in an area where it was shown results as far as seasonal is concerned. God works with the seasons in our lives, amen. It should have brought forth increase. It should have produced, amen. And we as ministers of God, if we're not bringing forth fruit, if we're not working on our soul salvation in our season and being fruit bearers, amen, if we're not doing and showing God increase in our ministry, amen, if we're not producing the fruits, amen, then he'll take and he'll dong us a while, like the Bible says. He went around that tree and he donged it, amen, and got it ready for, amen, praise God, so that he can produce fruits, amen, praise God, and produce more fruits in a season. Well, if it don't produce, if we as the body of Christ, we call in ministry and say we are ministers and all of this, and we never show any results of our ministry. We never show any proof by the fruits that we bear, because it can be seen, amen, in the natural as well as the spirit realm. Then God is going to come to you and question you, well, why aren't you producing? Jesus was hungry. The production of fruit are to feed the body of Christ, to feed, amen, the body of Christ. And if we, amen, during harvest time does not, amen, adhere to the will and are not producing fruit, amen, God is going to soon say, well, you know, you say you were of me, but where is the fruit that you're supposed to have on the inside, and where is the fruits? Because, amen, it's time for harvest, amen. So this is our tip for today. We are to be fruit bearers so that we can remain in the earth and produce more fruit. God bless you and have a wonderful day.